T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, what are the police using as justification for this raid, really, is what it was, wasn't it? A raid?
Yes, it was. And what they're saying is that it's sort of a pretzel logic, but we're used to that in San Francisco and the Bay Area. They're saying they're investigating leaks within the police department. And so so they wound up going to the guy that it got leaked to and seizing some 60 items, cell phones and such like that, to try to find out who the leaks were in their own department. But as of right now, there's nobody in the department seeking representation from the union or anybody else saying that we're being fingered for this or being looked at for this. So apparently they've hit a dead end looking inside the department, so they decided to look outside the department with a warrant on a journalist. Now, you are talking about the chief saying, yes, this is perfectly legal. Well, there's legal, there's illegal, and there's stupid. And this comes under the realm of stupid. Taking a sledgehammer to somebody's door over questions of a leaked police report in something that is yet to be even determined whether it was a crime, the death of public defender Jeff Adachi, I think comes under the realm of what? Really? What were you thinking?
You know, a lot of this seems to fall back to this question of whether this man, a videographer who goes out, you know, he's a scanner rat who will go shoot a fire or a murder scene, sell the video to the TV stations, is in fact a journalist. Now, the SHIELD law talks about an editor, reporter, other person connected with or employed upon, you know, blah, 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 blah. It envisioned people like you who go into the office every day and pound. Do you still pound on a typewriter, by the way?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Keyboard, yeah. I'm sorry, but look, we can go on that. He had a press pass, okay?
Yeah.
So that's part of it right there. So if the cops say you're a journalist, you sit there and go, okay, he's a journalist. So knock that one out.
This would be the same police department that knocked his door down.
Exactly. But also the point, the question here is that a sledgehammer? Really? I mean, we're not talking about, you know, something that is, you know, there's guns in there, there's bombs in there, there's something we have to come kicking the door down. It's also been, you know, this real question about San Francisco. Because for the last 2 years, ever since somebody got elected to the White House, how many times have you been approached on the street saying, aren't you worried about freedom of the press? Aren't you worried that Trump's going to shut you down or kick down your door? And where did the sledgehammer get swung? In the heart of the resistance in San Francisco. Why in part? Because Jeff Adachi was very well liked at City Hall, and including by the mayor. And they were ticked off that this report got leaked and it besmirched him because what it basically said was that he was found near death in a place that wasn't his home with a woman that wasn't his wife, along with alcohol and cocaine. And then later, the medical examiner's report said the same thing that was in the police report. So there's nothing here that didn't come out eventually. There's no crime that's been determined, but it's a heck of an embarrassment. And now they have the double embarrassment because now the Nationals are going saying, where are you on this thing called, what is it, the First Amendment?
Yeah. And Phil, we got 20 seconds left. How do all of these politicians now dance away from the position they took, re Adachi, to the position they used to have, re freedom of the press?
It's called silence. It's called silence. You just get quiet on it and you move on. My question is, what's the over-under number of how much money this guy's going to collect from the lawsuit he files for that sledgehammer coming through?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.